The Farm Bill is never an easy piece of legislation to move, as you know. And so in this environment, maybe even more difficult than anything we've experienced. This will be my third one, and none of them have been easy. This one may be more difficult. The budget constraints that we have, the political dynamics at play. So for a variety of reasons, this one may be a little more difficult to maneuver, but it's every bit as important as the others, in fact, maybe more so. And that's because, you know, I've said this before, and most people that work in the ag space recognize this, a country that can't feed and clothe itself is vulnerable. And we're seeing that manifest in China, for example. I mean, China is a country that less than 20% of their land mass is arable. They have a population of over 1.4 billion, and that is manifest in belligerence in other parts of the world because they're trying to reconstitute that Silk Road. They call it the Belt and Road Initiative. They're trying to cultivate resources to be able to feed and clothe themselves because they can't do it on their own terms. And so they're economically belligerent with other countries, particularly in Sub-Saharan Africa and South America and Central America. So we don't want to get to a point where we can't feed and clothe ourselves. So our ability to invest in our own resources as it applies to food and fiber and shelter, that's important. It's essential to our national security.